So this is the Florida Constitution, Article 2, Section 7B. I'm just going to read it out loud, just a portion of it. Those in the Everglades agricultural area who cause water pollution within the Everglades protection area or the Everglades agricultural area shall be primarily, which I think is an interesting word there, shall be primarily responsible for paying the costs of the abatement of that pollution. It continues on. I don't have any real comments. I have more questions about this than I have comments, but I want to give it to you as just food for thought. I think that maybe it looks like this was amended in 2018 and that stayed in there. It makes me wonder. I know that I think there was a period of time when that was happening. I'm wondering if that is still happening. And it also, we had some great conversations at lunch. It begs the question about the people who participate in agriculture that are outside of the EAA. As we continue on, I mean, we're just beginning. This is where we are right now, and it's at 11 million. And I think I understand that in the past there was more provided. There were more funds provided by the agricultural interests in the EAA. But we're creating new structures and new STAs and new things, and we're still stuck at $11 million. Now, is that for this board to change? Well, it's certainly something for us to be aware that the Constitution says this. And that's, I'm just, as I go out and I dig and ask questions when things come back to me, I'm just being transparent with you. Because I can't tell you in the back room. I can't say to you, hey, by the way, do you know what's in the Florida Constitution? I have to do it up here. I don't have any great comments on it. I just want to share it with you.
Thank you.